Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about why I hate selfie sticks. But before I do that, I'm going to give you some vocabulary for you to listen out for whilst I tell you about my hatred for selfie sticks. Also, I'm going to give you some grammar to think about. I'm going to be using some reflexive pronouns: myself, yourself, himself, and so on. I want you to listen out for these. If you heard the last podcast, it was all about reflexive pronouns. So here's an opportunity to see how they are used in this little presentation about selfie sticks. Okay, here's some vocabulary. First of all, to loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E. This means to really hate something or someone, to loathe. Next is an expression, up close and personal. If you are up close and personal, then you are very physically close to someone or something. Next, to take a photo. This is fairly simple, but pay attention to the verb that I use with photo. To take a photo. Not anything else, just to take a photo. Next, a shot. And in this context, in this story that I tell, a shot means a photograph. It's another word for a photo. Next is a phrasal verb, to go on. And if you go on doing something, then you continue or you persist with something. And finally, also a phrasal verb, the way in which something comes out. This is referring to the end result of a process. For example, cooking. If you make a cake, you might say, oh, it came out really well. The result was good. So listen out for all of those words and expressions and those examples of reflexive pronouns as well. Okay, so now let's talk about selfie sticks. So in general, I am open to all new technology. Any opportunity to make our lives easier and to make ourselves more productive can only be a good thing, right? Well, not always. I think that the selfie stick is the worst invention in the history of the world. I'm sure there are people listening to this who own and use selfie sticks. And look, I'm really not judging you, because I can see the appeal. But I want to explain why I loathe them so much. In 2015, I went to Iguazu Falls, which are these incredible, beautiful waterfalls in South America. It's so big, it actually crosses three countries: Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. I was on the Argentinian side, where you can see the waterfalls up close and personal. There are some fantastic platforms where you can enjoy the spectacular views of the falls. There was a platform in particular that was so good, there was a queue of people waiting to take a photo. So I joined the queue, and after waiting around 5 minutes, I was next. The girl in front of me went to the platform, and rather than taking a photo of the amazing view, she pulled out a selfie stick and started taking photos of herself. She took a couple of photos and then looked at the photo to see how she looked. She rearranged her hair and then took another photo. She looked at the phone again to check again how she looked. She tried a different expression. She changed the angle. She looked at her phone. She took another photo. This went on for 5 minutes. And this is the problem with selfie sticks. Not only do they often show the stick in the photo, I hate that when you can see the stick in the photo, but also it takes so much longer to take a photo because the photographer is trying to take the perfect shot. I preferred photos when we had disposable cameras. You took a photo and you wouldn't know how it came out until you got the photos developed. It was much more authentic and natural. Maybe one day we'll return to disposable cameras, but I doubt it. So what do you think of the selfie stick? Do you agree with me? Are they the worst invention of all time? Or maybe you love them. Maybe you don't go anywhere without it. You can let me know if you like. You can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. And remember, you can also send me a message if you have ideas for future podcasts or you're interested in taking online classes with me. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.